Knuckle Drag, Oklahoma, with an IQ of under 64. But he's got his tequila, and he has something to say. Bartkov Radio.
A quick word or two about file sharing. Some stories just keep going, keep changing. I want to tell you about some file sharing news. The RIAA sues 531 more people for sharing music. Oh, God, it sounds so awful. The recording industry, sued 531 internet users Tuesday, continuing its battle against unauthorized song swapping. They sued 1,500 people since Labor Day when it began its push to curb piracy. Settled 381 cases for $2,000 to $7,000. Not only are they wrong, but they're just screwing us up so bad. There's two songs that I wanted to get. You know, at the top of every page, there's the Steppenwolf quotes. America, where are you now? Don't you know we need your sons and daughters, whatever. So I signed up with one of those iTunes maybe, or I signed up with two, trying to find one that effing worked, and they don't. But I went to iTunes and Music Match, both, and I downloaded the Steppenwolf song. It's called Monster. But they got some kind of lock on it to where I can't cut it up. All I wanted was that little section. You know how I wanted that little, it probably lasts 15 seconds. I wanted that part. But no, all they'll let me do is play the whole song or nothing. You bad people. I paid the dollar for the song, but I can't use a little bit of it. I can't use a few seconds of it in a radio show. That's not right. Your whole thing here is going to fail. You guys, if you're going to put $100 million into a giant file-sharing network and you don't have a lot of songs, and when you do have a song, you either got the wrong version or it's locked up, or you just keep screwing this up. I think most people would pay the money if there was a product there. If it's a hot day and a guy comes by with a $2 Coke, you might give him $2 for a Coke because it's hot and you're thirsty and you want a Coke, and a Coke's really just worth like a buck or a buck and a half, but you'll pay the two because, damn it, you want a Coke. And same way with these songs. I don't want to pay $14, $15 for a song, for a CD that's got two good songs on it, but I'll pay a buck a song if I can get those two songs. If you're going to put all these restrictions on it and just screw it up entirely, then yeah, that's what sends people to these underground deals. The other song, around Christmas time, I wanted to play a little bit of Happy Christmas, War is Over by John Lennon. So I went to one of these donkey sites. It was either Music Match or iTunes, and they said, punch in the artist name, and I punched in John Lennon. They said, no such record. Now, come on. I know many of you out there don't like the Beatles, but it's John Lennon. How do you think you're going to make money with a music file sharing system if you don't have John Lennon? Sounds like a mistake. And I promise, it's the lawyers that are screwing this up. They're just screwing up everything. 8 years ago or whatever, 5 years ago, Sean Fanning proved you could do this in a heartbeat. This kid in college sitting there smoking pot created this fantastic Napster system, and it worked. And the lawyers could have just stepped in and said, fine, give us your credit card. It's a buck a song. Sean, run this for us. But no, they had to get in there and screw everything up, and now it doesn't work. They've never heard of John Lennon, and I can't download. That Monster song is 9 minutes. They want me to play the whole, or maybe it's 11, but it's a long song. I don't need 11 minutes. I just wanted a little clip, but no. One of them was locked. The other one said, we never heard of John Lennon, and this is the file sharing system they're trying to sell to the public. You idiots. So we've got all these, this idiotic policy, these stupid lawyers that are out here trying to screw this whole thing up. They're going to turn a whole lot of people into criminals. They're going to turn a whole lot of people into defendants. They're going to garnish a whole lot of wages. All it's going to do is create a whole lot of bad blood. Sharing music. Can you think of a bigger crime? Go ahead. Try to think of a bigger crime than sharing music. I can't. I think that's right up there. Got a little thing here right next to that last. EU rejects Microsoft offer to settle charges. European Union regulators rejected Microsoft's offer to settle antitrust charges Tuesday, sources close to the negotiation told the AP. Microsoft had offered to distribute a CD-ROM containing a rival media player with its Windows operating system on new PCs. European regulators investigating whether Microsoft planned to achieve dominance with its own media player violate antitrust laws. Settlement is imminent. If Microsoft products are as good as Microsoft says they are, what is Microsoft so afraid of? If their media player works better, say, than RealPlayer, I don't like RealPlayer. I don't understand RealPlayer. It doesn't work as well as the Microsoft media player, and I don't like RealPlayer. And in this case, the Microsoft product works better than RealPlayer's. If I was Microsoft, I'd be proud. I'd say, hey, we got two players. Theirs, ours. Why don't you try them both and let us know which one you like better? Why don't you use the one you like better? It's crazy. If you've got the product, why try to beat the other guy up? Microsoft, what's wrong with you? Are you that greedy? Can you not get by? I hate to keep using the Rush analogy, but can you not get by with the $50 billion bill? Why do you have to have a $100 billion bill? Why isn't $50 billion enough? Why don't you stop breaking the law? Why don't you stop stealing from people and just produce a product? You maybe wouldn't have to pay your lawyer so much if you just stayed within the boundaries. Why would you do that, Bill?
You are listening to Bart Cop Radio at BartCop.com. Keeper of the Democratic Jewels.
Do you know who Ed Hall is? Ed's got two D's in his name. That makes me wonder about him anyway. But Ed Hall is the announcer on The Tonight Show. And I got nothing against the guy, but he's about the most bland and lifeless person in show business, wouldn't you think? Anyway, he is leaving The Tonight Show. I'm sure he's got lots better offers than The Tonight Show. But you're not going to believe who's taking his place, and I am not kidding, Eddie. His place is being taken by Stuttering John Melendez from The Howard Stern Show. Do you know, I guess it's no secret, I mean, I'm in Oklahoma, so I don't keep up with these things, but apparently all that whole crew is just filthy rich. I thought I saw something the other day. They had a list of the most eligible bachelors and bachelorettes and what they were worth. And I think they said Robin Quivers was worth over $100 million. More power to her. I just was surprised. You know, you think of the radio guys as getting by. And Stern, someone said he makes, what, $20 million a year and probably has for 10 years. So, yeah, that's a whole lot of money. But so maybe John's got a third of what Robin has. So maybe John's got him $30 million or something. Anyway, he's moving to The Tonight Show, which is a little surprising. Stuttering John Melendez is going to be the announcer now. Seems a little strange, but not any stranger than George Foreman is going to fight again. He's going to get $20 million to fight one more fight, he says, and you guess who he's going to get it from? Don King. Can you believe anyone in this world is going to get into bed with Don King? Tyson suing him right now for $100 or $200 million, you know. Wouldn't it be awful to make $20 million a fight again and again and again and again and again and again and then be broke? Lord, that'd be crazy. But, George, if you're going to fight and you're going to do business with King, have him pay you up front. King's got $20 million. I promise you. He's got $20 million. Just have him write you that check. And when your bank says the check is cleared, then you sign the contract. That's pretty easy. Just a little advice from your buddy there, George.
PETA has invited 500 students to participate in a giant nude protest in Harvard Square under the banner Fur Out, Love In. Although with 500 PETA girls there, I bet there will still be a fair amount of fur.
Georgia's Board of Education approved a plan that allows teachers to keep using the word evolution when teaching biology. Though as a compromise, dinosaurs are now called Jesus horses.
You know, people in the South and in some rural areas, they refer to people in New York and California as, you know, elitist snobs that they think are laughing at them. Well, you know what? They are laughing at you. Jesus horses because you people can't see the logic in front of your face. What is wrong with you? Jesus horses. It's just amazing the giant oceans of religious insanity that continue to drown this country. I don't know if it'll ever go away, but it sure would be nice if this ocean of illogic was smaller. Maybe someday it'll be as small as Salt Lake. I still maintain that's why America has the violence problem that nobody else in the world has. Europe sees the same movies that we do. I assume they see many of the same TV shows that we do. But there's only one country in the world that has 10,000 murders a year, and it's us, because we're just crazy. And what makes us different? You know, in Canada, they don't have 10,000 murders, and Canada gets a lot of our TV shows, and all of our movies, and all of our pop references, and Britney Spears, and rock and roll, and Camaro convertibles and stuff, but Canada doesn't go crazy. The only difference between America and all the other countries in the world is our hang-up with religion. Think about that. It's true. If we could get over this craziness about the invisible cloud being, more people would live. And people in the South and in the Midwest, you know, all the states that voted for Bush, those would become much, much better states. And the quality of life in those states would be so much better if people would allow a little bit of logic into their life. But no, the church and the Bible has taught them logic is bad. Trust us instead. Give us your money. Don't think for yourself. Don't apply science and logic into your life. Science and logic are bad. Listen to us. Listen to this book that was written, we don't know when. They say 2,000 years ago, but they didn't have paper 2,000 years ago. I know I'm beating my head against the wall. Nobody listening to this is going to change their mind. Some things just have to be said. Jesus horses, are you kidding me?
This summer, it came from Mid-America.